Proclamation number 0339 of 20th of March, 1938. Intellectual creation and reward. Earthly work and reward. Work in the hereafter. Behold, my child, no doubt thousands try to form a clear picture of infinity and its prevailing laws, and yet are not able to fathom it. But a single moment can be enough to give them a full and complete insight into the divine rule and work. And all men can prepare this moment for themselves when they direct their attention in their life only to strive incessantly for perfection. If then the human cover, the earthly body, falls away from the soul, then this sees the great miracle of God with brightest brightness and grasps as fast as lightning what a man on earth can never recognize here. And to strive for this perfection is your earthly goal. When you now want to completely devote yourselves to the spiritual, then you thereby create a possibility for yourselves to also acquire spiritual foresight for your existence on earth, which again is beneficial to you in this spiritual work and effectively supports you in your spiritual work. Because once you have broken through this fear that seemed to hold you back, as if with chains, to matter, you will become light and free, and your work from now on will be purely spiritual. But the Lord advises you not to forget your earthly duties wherever you are needed. Because as you always first have to fulfill your task set for the earth, the work of love will also await you in the hereafter, and a man educated in active creation will also there easily and conscientiously submit to the love duties awaiting him. You test your strength with the work of the earth, the Lord gives you his support, so that you can master your task, and if you turn to him in prayer for his blessing, he will not withhold it from you. And you must never be despondent that you might lack the strength for your activity on earth, when spiritual work also captures your heart and the soul, full of desire, turns upwards. The earth's most beautiful reward is the consciousness of fulfilled duty on earthly territory, and heaven's sweetest reward awaits you after the end of the earth time for your spirit's work. And so let both unfold. The earth demands of you as long as you stay on earth. But everything will become easy for you. You do not forget the soul and your Lord and Savior who is always available for you, who intervenes helping everywhere where you ask for his help. In his love you will find power and strengthening at any time. Amen.